And now it's time for the weekend. I recently told you about Boyden Cavern. It's reopened for tours 3 years after damage from the Rough Fire made it inaccessible. But just who makes these tours possible? For that answer, I'm going to take you behind the stalactites, I mean scenes, to meet them. At the cave, it's a multi-sensory experience. You feel a drop in temperature, hear the sound of a creak, and... yes, a baby. That's 7-month-old Calvin, who right now is trying to grab the microphone.
Yep. It's all a goal to get it to the mouth.
And that's his mom, Maria Baker.
Sometimes he's just kind of hanging out back behind the cash register and people will come in and we'll just be having a conversation and then he'll make a noise or something and they go, oh, there's a baby in here.
Maria was pregnant with Calvin when she and her husband Daniel got the call last year.
It was kind of like, is this real?
The concessionaire needed someone to reopen the cavern after the Rough Fire destroyed its bridges. Daniel weighed the options.
For what I was doing, I was making good money. Wasn't sure if I wanted to leave that with all the benefits and just the good pay that I had.
Daniel was a welder. Maria worked for Fresno County. Did they want to give up these 9-to-5 jobs in exchange for running the only cave tour in the giant Sequoia National Monument? Yes. After all, the cave was where they met in 2012. Maria had just moved to California from Illinois and taken a job as a tour guide. Daniel also worked there at the time.
Besides the manager, I was the first one down here because it was my second year, and she was the first new employee hired.
I do remember my first day, obviously also because it was the first day that I drove down here, and the views are just spectacular, amazing. Every time I rounded a corner, I was like, oh, whoa, just like amazed.
Daniel says they had some trouble with bears that year. They would visit staff homes in the forest.
Probably the second or third night was she called it the telltale scratching. And it was just, after that, I was like, man, she's kind of goofy.
Maria calls it a summer camp romance. They even wanted to get married here.
But unfortunately, when we came down in 2016, that was the first time we saw all of the damage from the Rough Fire. So we realized we couldn't do it actually at the cave.
So they got married at the Fresno courthouse, but Boyden was always in the back of their minds.
We always used to talk about how cool it would be to run Boyden when we worked here, and never really thought that it would be a possibility.
It's a dream job, she says, for a couple who met here and now have a family. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.